see it in the movies, in the paper, and TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. War after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the Fitch wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Walking for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble. I'm the host of this program, and welcome. Beginning of the week, here we go, family. Man, lots going on, aren't they? Bang, bang, shoot 'em up in Ferguson. Then in some other parts of the country, starting the racial stuff again. Here we go, same old story. All set up, every doggone bit of it. Freemasons, don't y'all get tired of being choir boys for the Freemasons and the Illuminati? Don't you get tired of being in bondage, having to do what they say do because you've taken a blood oath to lie? I mean, I thought this is all about freedom, right? Well, you have no freedom. You're under a blood oath. When your soul is convicted of doing something wrong, like turning over some document you know you're not supposed to, or giving some contract to someone that you're not supposed to, or you're lying to protect a brotherhood, you know you're doing wrong. You justify it in your mind and your blood oath, but you know in your heart of hearts you're doing it wrong. And you go to church. Imagine that. You're a deacon or something or whatever. You're a law enforcement officer going to church and doing a good job for the public, but you're under bondage of Satan because you took a blood oath to lie. You got some good officers out there that want to do a good job, but they got to keep quiet because of blue code. Some of them are not Freemasons. They're real honest to God Christians, not the fake one that took a blood oath to lie, but the real honest to goodness Christians out there that are police officers. You're caught in the middle because the blue code's got you tied down. You can't say a word about your fellow officers that you know are former felons, and you're wondering how'd they get in this? But you don't ask the question because you don't want to lose your job or end up needing help and nobody's there to help you and you get killed. Guess what they will do? You know that, and I know that. That's the reality of what's going on. The blood oath has you in bondage to Satan. How do you like it? Kind of tiresome, isn't it? I imagine it is. And you can't tell anybody about it except other Masons and others that are under the blood oath. You can't tell your family about what's bothering you because you're under blood oath not to. You're under blood oath to keep secrets from your family. You can't even tell your wife or something. She's more important to you than the silly brotherhood. Silly? Yeah, but they kill people. They murder people. The blood oath confirms it, and it's not idle words. Every word you utter, God will hold you responsible no matter what you think. Oh, I'm just taking it for ritual. God don't see it that way. Every idle word you speak, you're responsible for. Today, I'm going to break open some eggs and reveal some things that are a little uncomfortable. And I'm going to tell you two stories to give an example of what you're really up against. Now, Ferguson, for example, and I'm going to dedicate the broadcast here in a minute, but Ferguson is just another setup for which issue? Feminism? No, that's another one. Oh, how about the militia and we have a tyrannical government? Not quite. That was the white-on-white boys in Bundy, in Nevada. That was what that was for. Oh, I see. Bundys are Illuminati. Look up Bundy and they're Illuminati. Been there since 93 and all of a sudden they become a stink. And all their ratting on their fellow ranchers and pretending like they're patriots. Baloney. They were activated this past year to start the trouble. See how who'd show up for the patriotic rise against the tyrannical government. You know the tyrannical government we're talking about, don't you? The tyrannical government that allows Rick Joyner to pray for a military takeover of the U.S. government on national air, his own station, he prays for it, asks God to help us to effect a military takeover of the U.S. government. The most absurd thing I ever heard in my life of a preacher with a high level of responsibility, and even in the Knights of Malta, that's as high an evil as you can get, Knights of Malta. And General Boykin, his bosom buddy, a general, American, no less, a partner to him in the Oak Initiative. And they're bosom buddies, and they're looking for a military takeover of the U.S. government, and they're not shy about it. It's on national TV. They aired it on his own network of evil, that's Morningstar. Morningstar is Lucifer Ministries. That's what Morningstar means. Jesus Christ said, I'm the bright and morning star. That's a whole lot different than just Morningstar. Big difference. Isaiah 14:12, NIV Bible, King James Bible, Luke 10:18. That's where I get my reference from. Morningstar and bright Morningstar, Revelation 22:16. In any case, family, this is what's going on, is that you are being fooled again. Now, Ferguson is simply a test, or maybe they'll escalate it further. They're going to push the envelope about the racial issues now. Here we go. You see, this is how they do it, to test the American public to see just how far gone you are, how far along you are getting ready for the New World Order, and they're testing you once again, pushing your buttons. They put police officers in civilian clothes, or military personnel in civilian clothes, or Freemasons in civilian clothes, to instigate the problems, to throw the Molotov cocktail, to throw the bombs back, to throw rocks, and I don't know what else. They're contracted to do this. They're contracted to do this. I used to teach in the military. When I was a lieutenant, I taught about civil disturbance and how to take over a town with U.S. military, That was one of the tasks I had for our unit. Lanes of fire and how to move, I mean shooting, you understand. And moving crowds, step stomp with the batons or whatever you got, or bayonets depending. Formations you'd use and communications and all this and all that. For domestic terrorism, for rioting in the streets, wherever you are, what we're allowed to do. So I taught the courses. I taught courses to the State Department of Security about the same things, but about 10 years later, civil disturbance. You take an oath against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That domestic part is a tricky, really a tricky word. Domestic equals Americans. So are you going to just go out there and shoot other Americans that you may have even a barbecue with? Now he's marching and you're going to say, oh, John, what are you doing there? It was a good rib you had. Yeah, well, I'm going to stab your ribs today. What's this domestic terrorism? They've had a problem with that since, 1932. World War I veterans gave their life for this country was taken on by the active duty military and the bonus army marches against D.C. I've played that video and documentary before. MacArthur was leading that, by the way, and I'm leading up to something now. I'm not just talking around. I'm leading up to something eventually here today. MacArthur was part of the effort, the military, active duty military, is to run off the veterans out of Washington, D.C. by bayonet, if necessary. Tear gas, said the mayor, and because all they wanted was their bonuses. They were promised by the government. The government withheld the bonuses just to tick them off. Sit Patton and MacArthur, his aide Eisenhower, Black Jack Pershing, and as general leading it and so forth, to rout the veterans out of D.C. by force. MacArthur. I'm leading up to MacArthur as one of my stories. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and then I'm going to talk about what we're talking about, the reality. I have to deal in reality. I can't deal in this fantasy stuff that's going on in the radio and the TV and the setups that the Illuminati and the Freemasons and the Jesuits are putting on our fellow Americans. Got them all in the tether. I'm going to demonstrate some things today that's going to show you that not everybody is in the same layer of onion of acknowledgement of this conspiracy. Even though they're high level, they're being kept in the dark. And as you peel an onion, each layer of an onion, you peel the layer away and you throw it away. You peel the layer of onion away and you throw it away. So each layer you get closer to the center of the onion, you learn more and more about the agenda, about the Illuminati, about the Knights of Malta, evil to the absolute total core. The Order of Garter or whatever. You got the Illuminati. You got the Fabian Society that you had a long time ago. You had all these evil individuals that would kill children. Not their own, I don't think. Literally. You can't imagine the evil in these Knights of Malta. You can't fathom it. They don't see themselves as evil. They see the ends justify the means. That's how they justify murder, rape, sodomy, whatever they want. God will judge them, not me. Not any of us. Some of them may get out, I don't know. When they try to get out, they have to kill them so they won't become repentant and Satan will lose their soul. Satan wants their soul to go to hell. This is the biggest picture. MacArthur. I'll get around to him shortly. And I want to draw some conclusions about the greater Israel. Yeah, that one is real interesting. And Let's dedicate the broadcast and let's get moving here. Lord, we come before you today in prayer. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray. We lift up to you this broadcast, this network, and Father, those that's following it, that Father, you hear our prayers is what we have to say. Lord, we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray for our families, that Lord, to send that Holy Spirit down and cover us with the blood of Jesus to keep the evil away, keep the demonic realm away, that Father, that Holy Spirit will convict the hearts of our family members, and Father, will cause them to be connected and, Lord, to seek the truth, and that the name of Lord Jesus Christ will come to their mind and their heart, and that they will seek repentance, Lord. Father, we thank you for the conviction you give us when we fall away, when we move away, Father, in our own desires, and Father, we're convicted by this movement that's, by the separation that, Father, will bring us back in. Father, we thank you for the wisdom and discernment you give us in the Holy Bible, in the King James. The Father, you give us the Word of God that we may be able to prove ourselves, study ourselves approved into the Word of God. We pray for those, Father, in Ferguson, that, Father, their eyes will be opened. We pray for conviction in the hearts of the police, that they'll renounce the blood oath of Freemasonry. We pray, Father, that the Freemasons, the Boulay Society, that's the members, Father, they'll renounce their blood oaths. They'll be made peace in Ferguson. And the Illuminati and the Jesuits, it's Freemasons that's forming this lie in Ferguson, that, Lord, that you'll use it for your good, that you'll bring people together and expose this evil that's instigating these events and turn it all around for the glory of God and not to cause division. Lord, we pray for children that are been abducted for this satanic sacrifice by the royal families and the high-level Masons and, Lord, the Illuminati that are seeking this sacrifice of human beings in order that they may bring into this realm the fallen angels and the demonic realm by these human sacrifices. Lord, that you will expose them. Father, we see already the Sinclairs and all these others are being exposed for who and what they are. And all those others are the names of the Illuminati, that, Father, you'll strip down their protection and show the world for who they are and shut down those portals they're opening in the demonic realm. And, Father, to give us time to witness to others that have not been witnessed to throughout this world and have an awakening in the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Holy Spirit. Father, to waken up people and to touch their hearts that they will seek repentance. Father, we pray for an awakening in the churches. That, Lord, they'll pull away from the control by the government and the 501c3s, and they'll pull away from these councils and committees that's controlling them. And, Lord, that they'll witness to the Freemasons within their groups, within their congregations, within their cathedrals. And, Lord, you put protection around those preachers and pastors that are witnessing the truth, Lord. And, Father, we pray for an overall awakening to the truth about these end times events, and Father, to expose the lies that they're telling about the tribulations, and Father, to expose the Calvinists, to expose these other false religions, Lord, that are preaching the wrong word of God through the tribulations that are coming, that, Father, they'll start teaching, preaching the truth. As, Father, we gain another week, we call upon you, Father, to cover us in the blood of Jesus, to give us that time, give us that audience, that, Lord, we can spread the truth and gospel. We thank you for these opportunities. These things we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, oh, I know. It's Ferguson time. We talk about Ferguson. Before it was Nevada. What's it going to be next? Which one of these instances that they're cooking up is going to escalate into the real thing. Right now, they're just playing around. Oh, they would sacrifice Trayvon Martin in a heartbeat. His father was a Freemason. Oops, Abraham come into view. Did Trayvon Martin really die? Was he really shot? That's not even the point. Was he really killed? That's not even the point. If he was, had the same result as if he didn't. The media played it out. They always do, you know, because they've been controlled since 1915 by J.P. Morgan. Oh, his name's going to come up later on today or tomorrow. And that includes his family bloodline and all those that follow him. The Rockefellers, they want to be noticed. They want to be known. See, they're the outside Illuminati, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and Astors, and so forth. They want you to know them because they don't want you to know the Italian Illuminati that really pulls their strings. And those you don't know about the Irish that are Knights Templar that does control the money, they want you to believe the Jews do it. The Jews don't. They put Jews in control. But underneath, the Jews are controlled by the Knights Templar. They always have an onion. So let me go back to onion. The onion, each time you peel a layer and throw it away, you get closer to the truth of the evil. The center of the onion is Lucifer and the fallen angels. Outside of the Illuminati family's bloodline, Nephilim, if you want to call them that, fine. And outside of that are the CEOs and your non-family members of the Illuminati that just think they're going to get the cream of the crop and be the leaders in a new world. Remember the word new world, too. Write it down. And so, as you get further out of the onion, they become less acknowledging and less knowledgeable about the conspiracy. So here's what they do. They peel an onion to a certain layer. They peel the layer of onion and they throw it away. What does that mean? They murder them. Can it be more clear? You know what murder is, don't you? They murder groups, individuals, leaders. They are going to murder every Freemason that's not part of this Illuminati. You will die. They're going to use you up, peel you away once they've used you, and then throw you away. You'll find that written down, documented in two places. One, the Bible, Psalms 34:21. Go look it up. And number two, specifically, in the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, Z-I-O-N, not Jewish, it's Jesuit, Adam Weishaupt. May the 1st, 1776, completed the World Revolutionary Plan. Actually referred to as the World Revolutionary Movement. May the 1st, his birthday, 1776, it was documented, completed, set up the plan that we are into right now. And every one of their agenda items have been completed. Except for one. And that's a publicly acknowledged one world government. And the head of that is, guess who? Lucifer slash Satan and his fallen angels. Externalization of the hierarchy, they call it. Their plan is 2025. That's the year that they're planning. That doesn't mean much because God's in the control as he allows it. The Onion, chapter 15 of the protocols, tell specifically what they're going to do to Freemasons. If I were you, I would look it up instead of being stupid and say, well, I'm just full of baloney. You better look it up. I don't know how to get across to people. I don't know how to do. People don't listen. You got to snap out of it. Because the minute you entered the lodge, you became under a spell. Literally. And once you got pulled into it for that visit that they brought you into, and the fact that you operate in a certain office that they want to control, they invite you in. And don't say they don't invite you. I'm sure they do. Because they want to use you. Once you take a blood oath, you're under their control. Up to 3 levels, 3 degrees of Blue Lodge, they will lie to you about the symbols, the secrets and all that. Till you get the fourth degree, tell you one more thing. Fifth degree, tell you one more thing. Sixth degree, tell you one more thing. All the way up to 32nd degree. And that achieving each little secret along each degree makes you smarter, don't it? Yeah. It also makes you more powerful than everybody below. You feel like I'm powerful. I'm a 31 degree, really. And I know more than those below 29 degrees. I know some secrets y'all don't know, y'all. I wear a little apron here. It's got all these doodads and symbols, and it's satanic, those symbols, by the way. Occult symbols. That's a problem. You've cursed your family four generations. That's a fact. Psalms 34:21, chapter 15 of the protocols confirm, both together. And every Mason will die as if by some illness. That happens in plane crashes, the Ebola virus, heart attack, all kinds of different ways that they've already started eliminating. They had 300 plus microbiologists to die between 2006 and 2008. It would not pay to be a microbiologist after not 2006. And the plane, Malaysia flight, 370, yeah, it had a very significant microbiologist about Ebola on it. They want to make sure that there's no cure for or knowledge let out about the Ebola, which is a derivative, all connected to HIV and Gulf War syndrome, immune deficiency, autoimmune disease that was created in Fort Detrick, Maryland in the late 70s. That is correct. Under a special project, classified. I have talked to a master sergeant that used to work there. Of course, that's just my word and his word and your word that I'm telling the truth. But also, they are admitting it themselves now. They want you to know it, actually. Now, each layer that they reveal, the next layer, they throw it away. They will not allow the Freemasons to enjoy this New World Order. So, family, I wanted to talk to you all about, we'll start with MacArthur. And the reason I want to talk about MacArthur is because it's going to demonstrate a principle in real world. That's factual. And something I discovered recently, actually in the past 24, 48 hours, that for me also brought some thoughts. You're always learning something when you do this study and research. You learn something new every day. All right. In the regular published history, which is worthless, they'll tell you a little bit of truth. In history books that your kids were taught and we're taught and all the way back to 1908, the history is always written by the victors. And the government is secret society members. The entire government. The entire government, you understand? Now, I'm going to tell you the part that is historically put out in the public. And it also, when I discovered this connection, it made a lot of sense to me. Now, about something I'm going to tell you that's not put out in the public. That's also factual. Now, in the Incheon landing in Korea, Truman made sure that General MacArthur had been effective overseeing the occupied post-war Japan. And you know that MacArthur lied to Pearl Harbor about the incoming armada of the Japanese fleet, that they were located up in the Philippines, not on its way to Pearl Harbor. And being that FDR, Churchill, the Japanese elite, and other Illuminati members planned Pearl Harbor in the mid-1920s. Using Ensign Yamamoto as a go-between, who was a part of the royal family of the Japanese, as an intermediary when he was going to Harvard. And he came back as a liaison in the late 20s to complete the plans of the attack on Pearl Harbor to bring us into World War II by design. A military operation in 1932 of how far the U.S. fleet could sneak up on Pearl Harbor was conducted in 1932. I found that in microfiche. In any case, they knew about Pearl Harbor. Planned it, as a matter of fact. Churchill was a murderer. He's a Knight of Malta. Responsible for the sinking of Lusitania, 100%. Working with the Germans, because Hitler was his second cousin. Sometimes it makes me want to smack a hole in the wall. And then it really makes me want to put a double fist in the wall when I hear these doggone Freemasons when they run and hide. And they get angry when you tell the truth about what's really going on. That really boils my blood. I guess you might tell I'm a little intense this week. Because the more I think about it, I just really get flustered sometimes. I hate liars. And I hate bullies. I used to lie when I was a sinner, and I hated myself then. When you tell one lie, you tell another. Adultery, lying, cheating, all that, it's not worth it. One lie will always beget another every single time, and it burdens you like you're wearing an anvil as a necklace. And once you tell the truth and you don't worry about it anymore, it's like taking an anvil off. You clip off the chains. When you do what God wants you to do, no matter what, now you're free. Man, you don't even fear death. You know, you fear death, then you're afraid of life every single time. So you do things to keep your mind off of it. Go play a game of golf or watch a TV movie or go watch the cars go around 500 times on a racetrack. And you know they've lost 520 drivers in 25 years? Have lost their lives on a racetrack? For what? For what? People's entertainment? 500 some odd drivers have lost their lives in the past 25 years on a racetrack. Is it worth it? For our entertainment? And the checkered flag at the end, which is a Masonic checkered flag? Is it worth it? Really? In any case, Truman ordered MacArthur to pull U.S. troops out of Japan and then retake South Korea below the 30th parallel. Now, Patton, who was cousin to General Puller of the Marine Corps, they were cousins. Like Colin Powell, his cousins in the Bush administration. Bush and Colin Powell are cousins in a bloodline going back to St. John and Charles Maine. How about that, huh? Did you know that? Yeah, look it up. Royal bloodline to the Bushes is Colin Powell. Well, General Puller, General Puller, the Marine Corps, 5 Navy Crosses. General Puller was cousin to General Patton. Now, Patton was a hard man for the U.S. military, U.S. government to corral. He was a real general, not the fakes they have today, not the lame generals they have at the Council of Foreign Relations that brief them, and Joint Chief of Staff, lame. They had real generals back then. Not today. Forget it. Wesley Clark and Boykin and all these, they belong to secret societies. See, General Patton knew that after the Nazis were allegedly defeated, they just brought them over here to the United States, by the way, Operation Paperclip. 10,000 Nazis came over. In any case, that's here and there. It's another story. General Patton was a man of free thinking. He was a man of vision. He said, stop, hell. Let's keep going to Moscow. We're going to fight them anyway. Let's keep going. Well, now, when I was studying this, I said, interesting. It means he's not part of the agenda. He's on our outer layer of the onion. Because he should have known if he was part of the agenda, part of the Luciferian secret society agenda, that communism was going to be the next, listen to the words, fictitious alternate enemy. An enemy is always set up. This is how they do it. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. So after we get through with Nazism, fascism, which was created by the Freemasons in 1850s, 1840s, 1870s, Albert Pike, Karl Ritter, Joseph Stalin, Clinton Roosevelt provided the document necessary for Karl Marx to plagiarize, to set up the Communist Manifesto, 1948. Clinton Roosevelt, ancestor to FDR, provided Karl Marx the necessary document that he could plagiarize. He could plagiarize it. Karl Marx didn't write the Communist Manifesto. He plagiarized it from Clinton Roosevelt. Clinton Roosevelt got his documents from Adam Weishaupt and Manzini, an Italian, Roman Catholic there, by the way, a Jesuit trained, Manzini. That's when he established the plans for World War I, World War II, and coming World War III was before 1873. You all getting it now? Well, after World War II was over, they had not achieved their New World Order as they had planned to do in 1943. Because FDR was planning a dictatorship in America. FDR was planning a dictatorship in America, working with Churchill and Hitler. In six phases, it was supposed to have happened. Many things happened that stopped it. Let's go back to MacArthur. So after World War II, 1945, began the takedown of America aggressively to destroy the family, to look on communism to be the next alternate enemy. That's when nuclear energy became around, equals MC squared, Einstein, etc., von Braun, etc., etc. And so they had to bring in this nuclear attack, Cold War scenario to put in some more fear. Here you go. All right. So that's what Korea was all about, to bring in the communist agenda, the communist aggressive. Working with our own government, working with the China, with the communists, all working together under the Illuminati. You understand this, and the Jesuits. So, even Lincoln said the Jesuits were responsible for setting up the Civil War. I got a quote from Lincoln. Jesuits, going back to the 16th century, right up to 2014, are behind all the evil and the death and destruction is being caused, and yet they're still operating at the Roman Catholic Church. These are all facts. Now, back to MacArthur. Truman ordered MacArthur to pull U.S. troops out of Japan and then retake South Korea. South Korea, Vietnam, was set up the fictitious alternate enemy of communism. So about September 1950, now keep track of the dates here, MacArthur and his troops flanked the North Koreans, if I remember correctly, and they made kind of an amphibious landing in Incheon, if I remember military history correctly, near Seoul, Korea. This surprise Incheon landing allowed U.S. forces to enter the peninsula quickly, and they didn't have to break through the enormous forces surrounding Busan. You know, they murdered Patton. Patton was hit by a cart or car accident, something like that. Then they killed him in the hospital. They couldn't allow General Patton to live because General Patton was one who wouldn't back down. So now I said, wait a minute. If MacArthur, and I'm going to tell you about MacArthur in a minute, and Patton want to take Korea, take the communists, get rid of communism, what layer of the onion were they? Huh. They took out Patton first because he wasn't going to stop. Because he wanted to go ahead and go to Moscow. Let's do it now. Let's just keep going. Why stop? We're going to fight him anyway. Damn it, let's keep going. He had to die, according to Illuminati and the Jesuits. They murdered Patton like they did JFK and Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and Bobby Kennedy and every other assassination by those murderous Jesuits, Knights of Malta. It's pathetic. But in any case, they took out Patton, so MacArthur is still one of the boys, is of course leading in Korea. 1950, September. The North Korean forces panicked and fled north, and well past the 38th parallel. Interesting, huh? Truman ordered MacArthur to cross a parallel and pursue the North Koreans, according to public historical accounts. MacArthur's crossing 38th parallel then bothered the Soviet Union and Communist China. Remember that one. And then when you consider also that Truman had entered the war, he vowed to restore peace and status quo. What a liar. They massacred, sacrificed to Satan hundreds of thousands of people in Nagasaki and Hiroshima. The Japanese were surrendering to the Vatican. It's like a three little pigs surrendering to a pack of wolves. They wanted a human sacrifice to bring in the fallen angels to manifest by the death of thousands and thousands and thousands of Japanese for no reason. They lied when they said they were not going to surrender. They were surrendering. Our government, working for the Jesuits, lied and massacred Nagasaki and Hiroshima. And by the way, Nagasaki and Hiroshima, that allegedly was hit by a nuclear bomb, are thriving cities today. It's interesting, isn't it? Anyway. So, they pulled back the 30th parallel. And so, Soviet Union, working with our government, by the way, behind the scenes, played the little part, and they warned the United States not to approach the Chinese and North Korean border at the Yalu River. They were playing their part and their role at the highest level so the public would, newspapers were following this garbage. But MacArthur ignored the warning. You see, he wanted to keep going. He pursued the North Koreans further up the peninsula. He wasn't supposed to do that. And interpreting this move as an act of war, the Chinese sent hundreds of thousands of soldiers across the Yalu to meet MacArthur in North Korea. Overwhelmed, of course, MacArthur and his forces retreated back to 30th parallel. Now, remember what I'm telling you here. I'm going to give you some stuff that you won't find in history books that's confirmed. Now, later, MacArthur was stalemated at the 30th parallel, as planned, and he pressured Truman to drop nuclear bombs on mainland China. And that would definitely get their attention. What do you think? MacArthur was reasoning that not only would allow his forces to take the entire Korean Peninsula, which, by the way, was never going to be allowed by the Jesuits or the American administration or the State Department. They were never going to allow that. MacArthur apparently didn't know. But also it would topple the communist regime in Beijing. That was never to happen. Because Truman and U.S. military officials, they knew they lacked resources to fight a war with China. That's a lie. That's a lie in history books. Thinking that they couldn't contain the Soviet Union when our government, working with the Jesuits, were working with the Soviet Union. They wanted to keep the war limited and knew that deployment of nuclear weapons would bring the Soviet Union into what they would call a World War III. That's another lie they told the American public in history books. They wanted to last out through the Cold War in Vietnam so the Jesuits could kill Christians in Vietnam. You heard what I said? You catch that? And keep Vietnam communist. They knew that Vietnam would be lost because it planned on fighting in Vietnam later and to make sure it didn't win. Make sure it didn't win. And this was to set up the takedown of America in the 1960s. Agent Orange was designed and used to start cancer in our American troops. We provided through the U.S. military industrial complex in Vietnam in 1966, that's the year, that the military industrial complex provided, with approval of the State Department, the specification plans for a glycerol factory in Russia. And the glycerol then was produced in Russia, including other equipment provided by us, to pass to the VC, to kill our own troops. Glycerol was a detonator in booby traps that the VC used. And the booby traps killed one half of our American casualties, dead. 58,000, 25,000, give or take, were killed by booby traps provided by our own military industrial complex to Russia for glycerol in 1966. I got the memo that made sure that was done, providing trade with our military industrial complex with the Soviet Union. The State Department threatened the industry not to boycott. And by the use of that memo that went out to all the defense contractors in 1966, they were able to start trading with the Soviet Union the military equipment and glycerol factory necessary for the VC to win. And to make sure, Nixon made sure of that. Nixon was planning a military takeover of the U.S. government 1972 to 1974. For goodness sakes. Talked about that last week. Y'all getting how this is so convoluted and messed up, but very organized? I'm not done. Oh, I'm just getting wound up. Now, MacArthur rebuffed these arguments, and instead he tried to turn the American people against Truman, rightfully so, though, by criticizing him in public. Uh-oh. Well, that wasn't quite politically correct. So Truman removed MacArthur from command instead of assassinating him. He became a high... They couldn't do that. Not like Patton. So they had to remove him from command in April 1951 for insubordination. And even though MacArthur had disobeyed orders and publicly rebuked the commander-in-chief, blame fell on Truman for losing Korea to the communists in the history books, but the reality was it was planned to lose by design. Now, about the same time, in comes another lackey named Richard Nixon, another loser, like all of them are, and provable. That's why I can say it, not blink an eye. Now, here comes the true story about Korea. You see, as in World War II, the Chicago Tribune blamed the Council on Foreign Relations for our ill-advised entry into our first police action, which was designed to escalate, accentuate communism as the next alternate enemy to keep us tied up and busy and to kill more soldiers, our soldiers, by the Jesuits. Quote, unquote, the members of the Council on Foreign Relations should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, that's World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, the Korean War. Unquote, 1950, by the Chicago Tribune article that came out. And during that period of time in 1950, the Chicago Tribune was not under the control, the editors were not under control of the Council of Foreign Relations. They put out some good articles. They got them under control in the 1960s, though. That wouldn't happen again. But, you know, it's interesting to note that Taiwan, which then was Formosa, was ready and willing to cross the channel and retake Red China. History books won't tell you that. And this was not allowed to happen. The communist must not be removed from power was the inside onion agenda of the State Department as controlled by the Vatican, as controlled by Illuminati, as controlled by the supernatural realm. General Douglas MacArthur himself wrote, and I think when you read the memoirs and history about MacArthur in World War II in Pearl Harbor, that when he lied to Pearl Harbor about the location of the armada of, he was told to tell them that the armada, the Japanese armada sailing to Pearl Harbor was up in the Philippines. It was not. It was on its way to Pearl Harbor. That he went to his stateroom and locked the door and didn't come out for a long time. You see, Freemasons, when you lie, cheat and steal and murder, or whatever you do, commit adultery and all that, your convicted soul will wear you out. Well, some years after World War II, here comes General Douglas MacArthur. And I think it wore on him because in his memoirs after 1945, he wrote, and I quote, General Douglas MacArthur, begin quote, "The possibility of Red China's entry into the Korean War had existed ever since the order from Washington issued to the 7th Fleet in June to neutralize Formosa." That means blockade Formosa, which in effect protected Red China, as Communist China, mainland from attack by Chiang Kai-shek's forces of 500,000 men. 500,000 free Chinese could have retaken Communist China fairly easily. And with General Douglas MacArthur crossing the 30th parallel, it had squished the Communists in China. It had been a purge that was never allowed to happen. Now you know the background. I'm not done. Oh, no. Chiang Kai-shek was of the free Chinese. He was exiled into Formosa, Taiwan, at the time. He had gathered together 500,000 free Chinese that wanted to take back their mainland. And with MacArthur down there, and the free, and the 500,000 Chinese on the east, piece of cake. Instead, the 7th Fleet was ordered to block the free Chinese and stop them from crossing over. That's a fact. So according to the untold story of Douglas MacArthur, not only did Truman declare it was against American policy for the free Chinese to reclaim Communist China, but he also ordered the American fleet in the Straits of Formosa to make sure of this. So, now protected by the U.S. Navy, China was free to send its soldiers to North Korea to aid in the attack on the South, and now you know why. Because our own fleet was ordered to block. If I was an admiral, and I'd have known this, I'd have told Truman to stick up his wazoo. I'd have resigned later, but I'd have said, man, we ain't blockading nothing. I'd say, Chiang Kai-shek, man, go for it. We'll help you. Now, you wouldn't have a career when you got back, but at least their plans would have been thwarted. Wouldn't have lost all those people, all those military in Vietnam. All those civilians wouldn't have been murdered. All of our soldiers wouldn't have been murdered. You understand? You wouldn't have had a Cold War. Wouldn't have existed. Wouldn't have made the history books. Y'all see the implications here? Instead, you had two regiments of the army fled. They ran. They were complete. Had 9 divisions of Chinese bearing down on 9 divisions of Chinese, man. That's a whole lot of Chinamen bearing down on 25th and 26th Regiment. That was ugly. Now you know why. 24th, 25th Infantry Regiments. They ran. Opened up the one flank of the Marines, hence the Frozen Chosen. General Puller is like stuck between a rock and a hard place. Or I should say Incheon and a hard place. Iraq? No. Korea and a hard place. Is this covered in history books? Oh, I'm not done yet. No. So, since MacArthur could not fight China without first getting through the U.S., Chiang Kai-shek couldn't fight China without getting through our U.S. Navy. He had to fight the U.S. Navy, too, to take his home back with a 500,000 men. Chiang Kai-shek offered the use of his troops to fight in South Korea. A division. Quote, the Taiwanese government of Chiang Kai-shek, who less than a week after the North Koreans had crossed the 30th parallel, offered the State Department an advance force of 33,000 troops that could be embarked for Korea within 5 days after the offer was accepted. The suggestion was politely refused. Formosa was at that time a member of the United Nations and therefore could have been represented in the United Nations force. But the American government would not tolerate such a move. Unquote. General Douglas MacArthur. So, since the war in Korea was actually technically a United Nations police action, the U.S. military plans of that peeled onion didn't stop at the president, because President Truman was only the second command of U.S. forces. The true commander of U.S. forces in Korea was, I believe, the Undersecretary for Political and Security Council in the United Nations. And so there's sort of an agreement between the UN member and the member states, and that position has been held by communists, which controls our country and always has. During the Korean War, it was helped by Konstantin Zinchenko of Russia. Yeah. So, it begs the question, could it be that the Russian UN Undersecretary was relaying American battle plans to Moscow? And then Moscow sending the plans to North Korea? Well, General MacArthur said, and I quote, I ordered General Stadtmeier, Chief of the Air Force, to employ B-29s on the following morning to destroy the Yalu bridges, cut this easy line of communication between Manchuria and North Korea. An immediate dispatch came from Secretary of State George Marshall, countermanding my order and directing me to, quote, postpone all bombing of targets within 5 miles of the Manchurian border, unquote. So, by this, it's pretty obvious that the State Department was acting on behalf of someone other than the American military. Again, what level of onion are you? Here's a North Korean official that claimed that he had promises from Washington that MacArthur would not attack him. A General Lin Pao, P-I-A-O, he said, and I quote, I would never have made the attack and risked my men if I had not been assured that Washington would restrain General MacArthur from taking adequate retaliatory measures against my land supply and communication. Now, I looked up and this General Lin Pao was a general in the Red Chinese Army. He fought against the United States in Korea. So, the House Minority Leader back then was Joseph Martin, and he was outspoken. And he said, very aggressively, he said about the administration's desire to not to win the war in Korea by using such tactics as allowing the bombing of strategic military targets. And Joseph Martin said, and I quote, if we are not in Korea to win, this administration should be indicted for the murder of thousands of American boys, unquote. Little did he know. They said what was done ever since 1776. including British, not Churchill, Lusitania, J.P. Morgan, and Churchill working together to murder 1,201 lives May the 7th, 1915, aboard the Lusitania. That's absolutely correct. Sinking of the Maine was also another one of their setups to murder our Americans aboard the USS Maine to justify establishing us as a military target, a military power, excuse me. And the next setup to lose was Vietnam. Matter of fact, I'll give you the words of the August 1966 State Department pamphlet. And it titled, if you can find it, I found it in microfiche, but I could find the actual one, Private Boycotts versus National Interest. Quote, all American citizens should know that any American businessman who chooses to engage in peaceful trade with the Soviet Union or Eastern European countries and to sell the goods he buys is acting within his rights as following the policy of his government. But any organization, however patriotic in intention, that undertakes to boycott, blacklist, or otherwise penalize or attack any American business for engaging in peaceful trade with Eastern European countries of the Soviet Union is acting against the interests of the United States, unquote. So Anthony Sutton concluded that the guns, ammunition, weapons, transportation that killed Americans in Vietnam came from American subsidized economy, the Soviet Union. Again, we're under control of the Jesuits. How long are y'all going to let this last? Secret Society members. When you don't do what they tell you to do in mass, then maybe something will happen. You might live long enough to take Jesus Christ as your Savior before you die. Because they want you dead. What level of the onion are you really? You know, and I may not talk about it today. I want to put this all together first, but I connected some dots about the Rockefellers. And here local in Mount Airy, North Carolina, in Carroll County, Virginia, there's a shootout in 1912 in a courthouse up here in Hillsville. In 1912. And you say, well, what's that got to do with anything? Well, I'll tell you. I won't tell you exactly what happened, but yet. But what it alludes to is after the shooting in this courthouse of the Allens, a lot of a judge was killed and the court members and stuff and whatever. It was a big deal back then. They finally tracked down the Allens. A lot happened then. I don't go into detail right now. But they used the Baldwin Detective Agency. Oh, that got my attention. I said, oh, I've heard them before. They were funded and hired by the Rockefellers. And they're the same ones that instigated mass slaughter of coal miners in Matawan and a couple other coal mining areas in West Virginia to put down and take control of the coal mining industry. April 12, 1915, thereabouts. They murdered men, women, and children at a coal mining demonstration in Matawan and another one, actually several. J.P. Morgan's involved. Rockefeller's involved. It's all connected. During the same time period, the Titanic went down. It was targeting really the Astor family. That's what it was taken down for. Actually, the Olympic went down, but history books lie. Are you confused yet? It's an amazing story what's going on behind closed doors. So apparently, some of these generals aren't part of the big plan. How about that? So I was doing a little more research, and somebody sent me an article. And the intention wasn't that I would draw off of it, necessarily. But when I read the article, boy, that got my attention right quick. The article, oh, I know there's probably people talking about Ferguson. Ferguson's going to come and Ferguson's going to go. And whether it'll escalate into an actual full-blown martial law is hard to say, but they're definitely testing the waters like they did in Bundy's. All that scripted out nonsense. Oh, they'll murder people for that. And others will have actors out there and play games. This is the whole point I'm trying to get across, is everything is orchestrated. But watch this. I read an article. It was dated August the 17th. That was yesterday, wasn't it? Yeah, buddy. Oh, by the way, before I go too far, something for you to chew on. I was talking a little bit about the Allen thing, right? And how they, the massacres at the Baldwin Detective Agency conducted later in 1915, 1921, hired by the Rockefellers and taken down. Well, from that massacre in Mattawan, one of them also in West Virginia, the Rockefellers were behind it, the massacre of men, women, and children in America, demonstrators. And so they had formed Laura Spelman Memorial Fund. See, that's what philanthropists do in the Illuminati, is when they have a lot of heat coming down on them, because they knew the Rockefellers were behind it, they formed up a kind of a memorial fund to help the survivors. The Laura Spelman Memorial Fund. Laura Spelman was married to a Rockefeller. So they made the memorial fund. Well, you know, they helped the survivors and all that. And what I really found out was, when I traced that down, I found an article. Actually, a book is hard to find, too. Roosevelt's Communist Manifesto by Emanuel Josephson. And in the same time frame, it talks about John D. Rockefeller and gift of $20 million back in the 40s and 50s for the purpose of advancing Protestant theology to the Salantic Fund. Tax Dodgers, announced was in January 1955. Almost same time frame that we're getting over Korea, too, that they worked out. Man, they're busy boys, aren't they? And, you know, previously he had a gift of $1 million to Harvard for a school of divinity that was announced back then in January 55. And that demonstrated their use of philanthropy, not only wars, but philanthropy, in the best tradition of Adam Weishaupt. Again, his name comes up. And this is for the purpose of bribing public opinion. And you know what they did by doing that? Because with money, it's documented that the Rockefellers gained control of the media. With the media, the family gained control over public opinion. With control over public opinion, they gained control of politics. And with control of politics, they took control of the nation, as ordered by the Vatican and the Illuminati. That goes back to 1915. To 1921, the Council of Foreign Relations was formed. Oh, but it gets really hairy here. You see, the Reverend Dr. A.H. Strong, Alpha Hotel, initial Strong, he wrote Rockefeller and said, and I quote, "Your present gifts to education and to the churches do not stem the tide of aspirations as would the establishment of an institution for the public good, so great that it would manifestly cost a large self-sacrifice to build it," unquote. So whenever under attack, the Rockefellers, as they all do, make a lot of kind of philanthropic monetary gestures, particularly to religion. Sells everybody down, you know, money does. And so, in the early part of the century, of the 19th century, that followed the outrage outcry of the nation at the very brutal Colorado Fuel and Iron massacre of their workers, the Rockefellers then set up the Laura Spelman Rockefeller Memorial. Now, Emmanuel Josephson says, and I quote, "It initially was entirely devoted to charity and support of churches. But as soon as public attention was diverted, its monies went to the support of subversion and the Illuminist communist conspiracy under the direction of Beardsley Rummel." They also launched Billy Sunday on his evangelical revivalism in that era. And this is 1955 that this is being quoted. 1955, okay? I'm going to say it again. Quote, "They also launched Billy Sunday on his evangelical revivalism in that era, as they are now doing with Billy Graham," unquote. The Rockefellers and Randolph Hearst funded Billy Graham. He's a Jesuit from the very beginning. Teaching baby boomers, family members of baby boomers, the correct way of Jesus Christ is the only way, for like 40 years before he changed then by direction to bring in the New Age movement to support the Vatican. Talk about there's aliens out there. I got quotes directly, 1993, 1997. They're all switching now. Joyce Myers, Billy Graham, Copeland, who's a 33rd degree Mason. Joyce Myers is a Freemason. Eastern Star, it just is going and going and going. Pat Robinson, every doggone one of them. Anyway, you see, Weishaupt in 1776 till now, he taught the followers real well the value of using religion and philanthropy as a cover for this conspiracy. Quote, "Rockefeller's chief Protestant philanthropy ran by kinsman John Foster Dulles. The Federal Council of Churches of Christ was pronounced by naval intelligence in 1936 to be one of the most subversive, most dangerous institutions in this country. And these gifts of funds withheld from the Treasury are obviously designed to counter the exposure of the Carol Reese Committee, a crude attempt to buy off public opinion and the public's own funds," unquote. Now watch this little bit of information I found out. The Federal Council of Churches, known then in 1936 as one of the most subversive, dangerous organizations in the country, changed their name to the National Council of Churches to continue its mafiastic approach and direction of churches today. Yeah, buddy. How about that? Did you all know that? Well, now you do. And these are all facts. Now, I wanted to get that out. I may even say it again later on this week when I connect some dots. But I wanted to get that out for sure. I was reading an article, as I said, about Greater Israel. And immediately, my little antennas went up. You see, there's nothing new under the sun. And they fall for it every single time. And I said they, didn't I? I'm sorry. We fall for it every single time. So the third temple, oh yeah, that's prophet. That's prophecy, man. The third temple and plans for a greater Israel. Israel to move to America, the new Atlantis. The new Jerusalem in America. Israel, it ain't going to happen. God will never let it happen. You're foolish to think otherwise. Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. America's not going to be the new Jerusalem. It's impossible. The Bible's written for the Jerusalem, his beloved city. That's where the Holy Seat is, Vatican. When are y'all going to learn? Because you're going to have to learn the hard way, apparently. Well, that's not the point. The third temple and plans for greater Israel. You know, the Star of David is the Star of Moloch. It's the Solomon's, the crest of Solomon. It's his hexagram used for witchcraft, human sacrifice. As above, so below, the overlapping triangles is the Star of David. And our American flag, unfortunately, is the same thing. It's the pentagrams. It's all it's about. It's about the occult. That's a fact. We've been duped. But in any case, the menorah, the candlesticks, is the real symbol of the Jews, Hebrew Jews, not the Star of David. Star of David is a witchcraft, occult, alchemy. It gets really deep, as above, so below, and so forth. Now, the third temple plans for greater Israel. A greater Israel. Well, my antenna went up. I said, whoa, my goodness. In 1492, the white folk in Europe were enduring the mass slaughter and bondage starting in 1200 A.D. by the Vatican. It wasn't just blacks or slaves back then. It wasn't just Indians that's put on reservations. It's every culture has received this from the ancient mystery religions and later to become the Vatican and the Illuminati have been enslaving, murdering, and raping ever since Nimrod. The Mayans. I don't know why people keep referring to the Mayans. They were mass murderers. They sacrificed children like Nimrod, the nephew of Shem, who Shem killed, cut them up in little bitty pieces. Shem came off the ark. Nimrod was the first mason that learned alchemy. Nimrod was the third generation after Cush, or Ham, off the flood, off the ark. Came through down the ages. The New Atlantis, Greater Israel. Alchemy, Star of David, one of the most evil signs on the face of this planet. You think God's going to approve of that? Oh, no. That's why there's going to be a cleansing of Israel when the tribulations began. But that's another story. So Greater Israel got my attention because of my experience of where I've been in Kosovo. I've heard this before. The third temple. But I remembered in my time in Kosovo, I'd heard about a greater Albania. I heard about a greater Serbia. Let's go back to Americans. So in Europe, in the year 1200, began the mass slaughter of white folk in Europe. 1200 AD, 1300 AD, 1400 AD. Whew. By the year 1492, man, you're getting wiped out. 50 to 68 million people mass slaughtered over a 600-year period by the Vatican. By the Vatican. Murdered. So I would think that that bondage, you'd kind of want to leave, wouldn't you? Well, here comes the carrot. They don't want you leaving too soon, so you're going to go off the edge of the world if you sail off there now. They planned the New Atlantis and the North American continent in the 11th century or before. So after 300 years of mass slaughter by the Vatican, by the year 1492, by the year 1500, man, it's time for Martha and John to pack up and get out of there on that old Mayflower. You understand? They're leaving. We're out of here. Where are we going? To the new world. A greater place. The new world. Has a carrot sound on this one. And they have to have religion now. So a Jesuit by the name of Martin Luther, working with the Vatican behind the scenes, and another murderer, John Calvin. Calvinism? Evil to the core. Even invent their own religion, their own Bibles. Today they persist with lying about the truth about prophecy. Venomous they are. But in any case, so here goes our ancestors, the white folk in Europe, selling over on the Mayflower and everything fall through. Hit the beaches and hit the shores of North American continent to get out there to the new world. You get the point? Greater Israel, the new world is the carrot. To subjugate the population of the Indians and Mexicans, and that's exactly what happened. Now, I've talked about this in other ways before, but now's a different approach to it. So now the white folk are looking for their greater Albania, their greater country. They have their own religion, Protestantism. Protestism, Protestantism, chaos, order out of chaos. You got it? Yeah, buddy, that's how they do it. Give them confidence to move across, to get across 3,000 miles of ocean. For what? Who'd want to leave their country that they're familiar with in their language and come to a place you have no idea where you're going, that's going to be months and months on the ship? I don't do that. When you're being murdered, and you have something better looking that you're going to have your own country, wouldn't you want to do that? Yep, let's get out of here. That's exactly what they did. That was a reason for the expansion to invade the North American continent. The second invasion was the white folk bringing black folk over in the 1600s as slaves in the Bible Belt for tobacco. So we thought we were free. Ha, you weren't free. White folk, you weren't free at all, but you thought you were. You're being placated by the Jesuits and the Fabians. Then we bring another culture over and enslave them. Rape and murder and mass slaughter. You wouldn't believe it. Genetic manipulation. The Lynch letters. Read the Lynch letters. 1711. Horrific. Terrible. In the Bible Belt. So, we're brought over here on our own for a search of a greater world, a new world. Nothing new under the sun. A call for a greater Albania was launched in Munich. It goes back to Hitler. To use the Albanians that didn't have a country, didn't have a place to settle, to put them in the Balkans. Muslims, later to become because of Turks, to give them that carrot called Bale Komtar. B-A-L-L-E-K-O-M-B-E-T-A-R. Bale Komtar is a greater Albania. So they got promises of a homeland they call their own. A greater Albania. Greater Israel. The new world for the white folk. Y'all getting it now? And then the Serbs had their own Greater Serbia. Quote, carving out a Greater Serbia. The former communist who ran Yugoslav Republic of Serbia was panicking, summoned the capital for a secret strategy for a Greater Serbia, a Greater Albania, a new world. Where does it stop? Oh, that's not all. How about Zbigniew Brzezinski and the Afghans? I'm not talking about a rock group. You know Zbigniew Brzezinski, right? They did it again to pull in and lie to the Afghani Muslims to get them to fight the Russian Soviets. And that was to set up a jihad that we could take over into the Balkans. And we did that, working with Iran, Pakistan, Turkish. and Saudi Arabia and the CIA worked together to move the jihad from Afghanistan into Croatia and Bosnia. So listen to this pep talk in the same light of this greater this or greater that or whatever. Here's old Zbigniew Brzezinski, that murderer. He worked for all of our presidents, just about. Boy, just won't go away. He's still doing it with Obama, as did with all the rest of them. He came to Pakistan to give the Taliban their land and told them, God is on your side.
U.S. National Security Advisor Brzezinski flew to Pakistan to set about rallying resistance. He wanted to arm the Mujahideen without revealing America's role. On the Afghan border near the Khyber Pass, urged the soldiers of God to redouble their efforts.
We know of their deep belief in God, and we are confident that their struggle will succeed. That land over there is yours. You'll go back to it one day, because your fight will prevail, and you'll have your homes and your mosques back again, because your cause is right, and God is on your side.
Man, what a liar.
He has proven to be an outstanding friend.
As Obama talking for him.
Somebody who I've learned an immense amount from. And for him to support me in this campaign and then be willing to come out here to Iowa is a testimony to his generosity. So if everybody could please give Dr. Brzezinski another round of applause.
He's back in the Al-Qaeda. Obama, probably a little runny nosed little kid about then, huh? If it's that. It wasn't just Obama. How about this?
We also have a history of, kind of moving in and out of Pakistan. I mean, let's remember here, the people we are fighting today, we funded 20 years ago. And we did it because we were locked in this struggle with the Soviet Union. They invaded Afghanistan. And we did not want to see them control Central Asia. And we went to work. And it was President Reagan in partnership with the Congress, led by Democrats, who said, you know what, sounds like a pretty good idea. Let's deal with the ISI and the Pakistani military. And let's go recruit these Mujahideen. And let's get some to come from Saudi Arabia and other places, importing their Wahhabi brand of Islam, so that we can go beat the Soviet Union. And guess what? They retreated, they lost billions of dollars, and it led to the collapse of the Soviet Union. So there's a very strong argument, which is, wasn't a bad investment to end the Soviet Union, but let's be careful what we sow, because we will harvest. So we then left Pakistan. We said, okay, fine, you deal with the stingers that we've left all over your country. You deal with the mines that are along the border. And by the way, we don't want to have anything to do with you. In fact, we're sanctioning you. So we stopped dealing with the Pakistani military and with ISI, and we now are making up for a lot of lost time.
Well, she lied. We still deal with them and always have. They work together. Now, here's the same Brzezinski that you heard. He's got this to say.
That for the first time in human history, for the first time in all of human history, almost all of mankind is politically awake. And these new and old major powers face still yet another novel reality, in some respects unprecedented. And it is that while the lethality of their power is greater than ever, their capacity to impose control over the politically awakened masses of the world is at a historical low. I once put it rather pungently, and I was flattered that the British Foreign Secretary repeated this, as follows. Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people, literally. It was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. It is easier to kill than to control.
He's advisor to how many presidents? Not just Obama. They just pull it out when they want to. It's all of them. Every single one of them. So now, Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Secret Society members, you're being used up. They will kill you. Of that, there's no question. When they're done with you, you die. That's how it really works. Now, that being said, I'm not really done with this. They're not finished either. Chicano nationalism, revanchism, and Esland myth 2005. It's another call of a greater country. For Aztlan, the Mexicans, Mayans, to take back America. They're pulling them in. How are they doing it? They're having the MS-13 and the mafia to murder people down in Tijuana and other places and discos and hanging people and mass murder down there to get them to move out of Mexico, South America, and move into America for the freedom. Along the way, they collect children for the sacrifices and whatever. It's the same thing the Vatican did to white folk in 1200 AD and on. Mass slaughter, murder. Same thing in Mexico, mass slaughter, murder. All to move into the North American continent to one big old unhappy family. To make America a diverse nation, but not in a good way. For all of us are put into a corral. All you countries, all you in the ethnic groups, are being set up, every one of you. Even the street gangs are being set up. Street gangs are told they're going to have carte blanche when they're allowed to be released upon the public. If that's going to happen, the helter-skelter, to justify martial law, then what the street gangs don't know is they've got millions plus of Spetsnaz and Russian and Chinese and European forces that will be brought out of the military bases here in America now, thanks to Clinton and Carter and all the rest of them, to effect martial law, because we'll want it. And then they'll start killing the street gang members. They need that justification. It goes back to 1943. FDR, in a quote, part of the quote, March 4th, 1939, March 4th, 1939, behind closed doors in front of three congressional committees. I ain't going to read the whole quote, but the quote includes the words, "I am going to crush business." Okay, yeah. "I'm going to crush business and infest America." Infest. I didn't say invest. I said infest America with all the aliens possible. In the last analysis, declare martial law and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. Unquote. March 4th, 1939, behind closed doors. Now, infest America with all the aliens possible. Family, that began in the year 1200. Let that soak in for a minute. Now, you see what I mean? Because Brock Chisholm sums it up in 1950s. Brock Chisholm was director of the World Health Organization and a member of the council, Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. After they form up the Illuminati, King Dispa of the Universe, the head of the Illuminati, that's the Antichrist. He said, and I quote, William G. Carr says, I quote, "The agentur of the Illuminati will proceed to eradicate racial characteristics by mixing the black, red, yellow, and white races. This experiment has already been carried out on a large scale." Dr. Brock Chisholm, it's about 1945-48, Dr. Brock Chisholm has advocated on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation that, quote, "by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear." unquote. That's to lead the New World Order. See, while we were all divided and separated, instead of working together, the Illuminati and the Jesuits created conflict, war, racial conflict, division, to cause us to fight, chaos, to bring order. That's what's been going on all along. And they use a carrot of a greater nation, a greater movement, whatever it is. It's a lie. They've used it all along. For the blacks, what they do? The white folk brought them over and made slaves out of them in the 1600s in tobacco fields and all that. Then it came to cotton. From what? 1600 to 1860? Lincoln, his role was to free the slaves in the Emancipation Proclamation. He's a racial avatar. I have this documented, by the way, in an Illuminati textbook. Hard to get a hold of. You can find it. You can probably get a hold of it, too. But it's called The Signs of Christ by Harold Balliaz. Confirms Lincoln was a part of it, but he got out of it. That's why they assassinated him. So you bring the culture in. There's a third culture. And release them into the new culture. They've got grandfathers, grandmothers, great-grandfathers here. But their real culture is in Africa. Our real culture is in Europe, not here in America. In America, who was it? Indians and the Mexicans. So now what they do, the Vatican goes into the country, into the culture, studies it, and it determines how they're going to destroy it. I don't know if you've caught of what I've just said. The impact of what I've just told y'all is massive. It's how the world's operating under Satan, under Lucifer. No human being could ever plan this. It's impossible. This is the conspiracy of Satan. To bring all the cultures together under his malevolent control, and that's in the Bible. It's called the New World Order, the Ten Kings, Daniel 9, 7, 8, 9, Revelation. It's all covered there. It's all there. And I'm telling you exactly, how they're doing it. This is a supernatural war. The making of a nation, Columbus and the New World, right into a trap. Chicago nationalism, revanchism, and the Aztlan, A-Z-T-L-A-N, myth. We ran them out of their country here. They were indigenous here. Before, when God divided the plates in the during the generation of Peleg, God divided the land. You see, all this is set up ahead of time. That is another part of my point. This thing in Ferguson is just a test to see where the American people are. The test in Las Vegas with the Illuminati Bundys, a test to see about the white folk versus white folk militia thing going on there. That's what that was all about. One of them's going to hit. One of them's going to escalate, but they're not ready to go yet, in my opinion. They're just testing the waters to see how far along they can get. But you know, you got a lot of controlled opposition out there on the news and all this, and on the YouTube, and there people are taking this lightly. It's like this. You ready for this? Oh, you ready for this? It's like people on YouTube today. I'm here to tell you the truth. I'm here to tell you what's going on today. Yes, we have Ebola. It's going to be killing millions. Don't worry about it, but I'm going to talk about that today, about Ebola killing millions. And we got, you know, we got Ferguson, they're shooting people, the tyrannical government out there today. Oh gosh, you know, we got tyrannical government, we got this, Ebola's going to murder people. You got FEMA camps, oh, we're all going to go to FEMA camps. Oh yes, it's like romper room, isn't it? We're going to talk about it on YouTube today. Yeah, and death by Ebola. And then UFOs. We have space aliens out there going to kill us all. And we got a racing, have I told y'all about the racing meteorites going to crash into the earth and destroy whole life? Oh, there's another article coming out. It's like romp a room and get my magic mirror out. We're going to talk about the death and the destruction and the plastic coffins down there, y'all. You know what I mean. So y'all get ready for the next 2 hours. We're going to talk about death by Ebola. Or we're going to talk about the racing in of the meteorite from outer space that's going to kill us all. Yeah, okay. Yeah, bring my magic mirror out and let's have a little ball here. And don't forget the plastic coffins in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, did y'all check your mailbox lately for whether it's a red, blue, or yellow polka dot on it? Well, you know, if you have a red one, you're going to die instantly in your front yard. Don't worry about it. It's nothing. If you really have a problem with it, take it off your mailbox. If you don't like your neighbor, just put it on his mailbox. Or go down to Walmart and buy another little polka dot and put a green one or something on there. As if they don't check your house number. Fam, don't be lied to by these people out there causing you fear. Nobody's got a magic mirror. And this isn't romper room. This is real life. People's souls are at stake here, for goodness sakes. Children are being sacrificed. Oh, by the way, I hate to tell you I told you so, but I'm going to tell you so I told you. Wow, did I just say that? I did, didn't I? How about this? Boy. Hundreds more criminal illegal aliens with brutal records released into American streets. Told y'all it's coming. Released 68,000 criminal illegal aliens in the streets of the United States. Just like I told you. This has been going on for decades. It's not an Obama. Obama's just another puppet like all the rest of them are. Every doggone one of them work together. The light workers. They're getting ready for something. I don't know when, I don't know how, but family. You know, you Freemasons, you could do something about this. As a collective group, of course. By renouncing your blood oaths. Finally, once and for all. And taking Jesus Christ as your Savior by prayer and fasting and changing the laws. There's things you could do, but you instead desire to curse your families. August 17th, article, McGill University of Montreal, Canada. Well, looky here, I do declare. Child sacrifice aborted. Thank you, Lord. Satanist arrested. Cargill and Sinclair executives were implicated. Quote, yesterday, two suspected members of the Ninth Circle Satanic Child Sacrifice Cult, who has a mouthful, was arrested during their preparations for what appeared to be a child sacrifice. Evidently, the child homicide was to take place on a blood-stained altar in the basement of a residence in the upscale neighborhood of Outremont, Montreal, Quebec, Canada. During the older woman's arrest, she admitted that the child sacrifice was scheduled for midnight and involved executives of America's Sinclair Oil and food giant Cargill Corporation. According to an officer of Brussels, Belgium, ICLCJ Court, their team worked in conjunction with Montreal police to perform the citizens' arrests. Your Clintons, Buchanans, and all your high-level Bohemian Grove are all part of these things as well. From Reagan to Nixon, the highest level, judges, lawyers, CEOs, colonels, generals, their Secret Society members, no different. Quote, the woman said that cult members described themselves as part of the Ninth Circle Society. I'd imagine it's pretty closely related to the skull and bones that our presidents have all been from. And carried tattoos of the Ninth Circle insignia. Quote, Cargill Corporation executive Kerry Brick is among the suspected Ninth Circle Satanic Child Sacrifice cult members. Kevin Annette of the ITCCS said in today's interview, quote, Months ago, a survivor testified that as a child, they were taken to Cargill Corporate Headquarters in Wayzata, Minnesota, where they were forced to observe a child sacrifice. From what other eyewitnesses reported, ICLCJ Court, Ninth Circle members appear to be very influential and, quote, able to get away with doing child sacrifices across the globe, unquote. The article goes on to say a security guard at Montreal private residence showed arresting officers a small sub-basement soundproof chamber that contained a blood-stained stone altar, two small prison cells with wall shackles, an adjoining room held locked cabinets with child pornographic material and articles of children's clothing. Evidence of samples of blood, metallic torture devices, ceremonial swords, and sophisticated film equipment were photographed and bagged for analysis, unquote. Quote, the article, the suspected identified child sacrifice participants as Cargill Corporation, Kerry Brick, of Wayzata, Minnesota, Sinclair Oil executives, Stephen Holding of Sun Valley, Idaho. A prior ICLCJ document claimed under Ninth Circle members included Montreal Catholic Archbishop Christian Lapine and a prominent U.S. billionaire. The same influential American businessman had been identified by eyewitnesses as being at Ninth Circle human hunting parties in the Netherlands. Children were stripped naked, raped, hunted down, and killed, as were children in Australia CIA mind control experiment programs, according to eyewitness Fiona Barnett. There's an article here chronicling her experience. Now you understand what's going on, the reality. You may not believe in Satan or Lucifer, whatever, but they do. And guess who controls the governments? The Jesuits, the Illuminati, your kings and queens of every country. A little sobering, huh? According to this article, witnesses to these child sacrifices have alleged that the Ndrangheta criminal syndicate worked with police, Vatican Catholic orphanages, to provide children, that's where CPS comes in, for torture and killing in monthly blood sacrifice rituals by the Ninth Circle. They have been 34 Catholic child mass grave sites found in Ireland, Spain, and Canada. The grounds were believed to contain bodies of over 350,800 missing children, although the respective governments and Catholic Church have refused ITCCS's continuous request for excavation. It also includes, you've got Francis and Ratzinger and Queen Elizabeth are all part of this Luciferian agenda, every doggone one of them. Evil to the absolute core. You understand this? How deep it goes. Very deep. Ratzinger was a Nazi brown shirt as a child. Y'all better get with it. Get closer to the Savior. Now, I tend to hit the ground running, and I'm going to do that again tonight, 9 to 11. On Revelation Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio. They allow me to broadcast for now. And 9 to 11 tonight, Revelation Radio Network, Watchmen for Jesus program. If the sound is bad, doesn't do so well on the Blog Talk, you can still listen to it on my website, watchmanforjesus.com, tonight, 9 to 11. We're going to end here in about 10 minutes or so. And then tomorrow I'll be back at 4. I'm going to hit the ground running again. I'm going to talk about more about feminism, racism. All these things are connected to everything I've talked about today. It's all connected to keep us divided. Every bit of it is on the plate of the round table. The round table consists of representatives, when they meet together, of the Bilderberg Trilateral Commission, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of National Affairs in London, the Club of Rome, the Gorbachev Foundation. Lord knows what satanic organizations are a part of it. That's the main ones, according to Anthony Sutton. And Tragedy and Hope, Kara Quigley, who was a mentor to, pretty much, to Billy Bob Clinton. Kara Quigley, Tragedy and Hope, talks about the round table. Anthony Sutton, a lot of them do. It's time we all get together, renounce the blood oaths that are Freemasons. It's time to cut this mess out. Because they're coming after you too. That's my point. When you're helping each other, it'll take away the need to invade homes. When you're helping each other, it'll take away their power. Homes are being invaded, neighborhoods. But if y'all work together and work with the ones that are poor, instead of like Joyce Myers and Copeland, billionaires and all this, they're there to see you how they live. So it'll turn you away from religion. Religion is bunk anyway. Jesus Christ is not about religion. But in any case, if you help the poor with the money, the billionaires, the millionaires, the thousandaires, whatever, to help your neighborhoods, help each other, it'd take away the need to invade homes. Granted, the street gangs are locked in, but the street gangs will be targeted. Street gangs, you will be double-crossed. You understand this, right? By the very people that's pushing your buttons. The sports, the games, and all this situated exactly as the days of the gladiators of old. Do the people go to the races, look for the car wrecks and the fights, or just like to watch cars go around a circle? That's real fun, you know. Of course, you gamble on it, no problem there. Then have an accident. Did you see that? Yeah, man. Oh, what'd he do? Oh, yeah. 520 some odd deaths in 25 years of car racers. You know, as technology, social norms changed, so did the games. But it's all the same thing, nothing different. Nothing's different. We as humans take our eyes off God and onto ourselves. The act of an abomination allows their body to be indwelled with a demon. That's the purpose of these child sacrifices, rape, sodomy. Pentagon does this. In the middle of this Pentagon, there's a portal there. That's where they get their remote viewers. Supernatural activity. Russians perfected it. Pentagon does it. It's a royal secret in Freemasons, 33rd degree. Rape, sodomy, abominations, opens up a portal in the body, allowing a demonic entity to come inside. That's a long story short. This act of an abomination allows their body to be indwelled with a demon. So throughout their reign, the President of the United States have incorporated, he goes through two ceremonies. One, swearing-in ceremony, everybody sees. The two, either before or after that one, he goes to 16th Street, Scottish Rite headquarters, and they go through a secret Masonic ceremony. You can only imagine what happens there. He isn't dwelled with a demonic entity. That's why they stay young for so long. That's why some of these people around so long look like they're young, and all of a sudden they leave the presidency or a position, they all of a sudden get old, don't they? There's a slowdown of their life force. When they get out of it, that life force pulls away, don't need them anymore. They start dying. Notice that. They start getting old. Until they use them all up, then they kill them. Like FDR. Tomorrow we'll talk to you about what we're talking about, but y'all think you have free enterprise America? You do not. I'll explain that tomorrow. The facade about free enterprise and becoming a millionaire on your own is not allowed. I'll explain a little bit of that tomorrow. But also, we'll find out what Ferguson's up to, you know, that kind of thing. And family, you got to know your enemy exactly to be able to defeat him or deal with him or handle it or whatever. You got to know your enemy. And you got to be realistic about it. You know, the schools are going to be flooded with illegal immigrant children. August the 12th, it came out. It's all part of infesting America with all the aliens possible. And that began in the year 1400. Not just now. It's always been. Now they've just escalated it. I want to talk about this week, about racism in the Bible and racism in general. And we're going to open that. Boy, I really step on it, don't I? We're going to talk about that, how it affects the Bible and how racism affects the people. And also a lot about feminism, because that encompasses everything. Feminism has been a major tool that they've used. Protesters shut down Times Square, fight police brutality. Here we go. To show the worthlessness of all governments, so we'll accept the New World Order as peace. It's going to be worse than all of them. That's the goal. Freemasons think they're going to be ahead, but they're going to be targeted. It's confirmed by their own writings. And my warning is to them to be very cautious, because the people you work for are going to be the ones that take you out. Family, let y'all know we're played up in highpointradio.net on the radio, on your computer, highpointradio.net. And John Kirkler. Family, I give y'all some of the bad news, but the good news is they've lost this already through Jesus Christ. That is the solution. Is through Jesus. Eternal life through him. If you all banded together, it'd be one story. But 2 Chronicles 7:14, that's your homework. That is the actual answer. 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the answer. There is no other. Literally. That's the answer. And working together, like Martin Luther King tried to get people together, like JFK tried to get people together. You see, 2 Chronicles 7:14. Until people are willing to do that in a country, in a group. But first, you must renounce the blood oath. You must renounce the sins to God. I renounce my allegiance and oath and all that stuff I took when I was in the military. I pledge allegiance to a corporation? Whoa, hang on there now. And my oath of office as an officer in the Marine Corps? Against all enemies, foreign and domestic? I didn't know that they were going to make the domestic your fellow Americans. I wasn't aware of that. I was ready to go. But what I didn't know was, when I was training people, I was training the law enforcement and military and all this, that the protesters would be professional and trained by outsiders. Yeah, little did I know that they'd be trained by CIA, and Jesuits would train the protesters. It would be only Americans as well. They don't tell you that. I didn't tell them that either, because I didn't know. That's why they brought in foreigners, 1990s. And tell me about that. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Joint Chief of Staff. There's your answer. So that means you've got to shut down the Council of Foreign Relations. You've got to find out who the Jesuits are in your organization. You've got to renounce your blood oath to the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, and come back to God. Otherwise, you're going down. And God's going to take you so far down, man, you can fit underneath a postcard. You have no idea what God's going to do to you. He's going to clean the churches out, too. God ain't fooling around. And neither is Satan when God lets him loose. So what layer are you on that onion before it peels away and they throw it away? You're afraid of death. You're afraid of living. Seek Jesus Christ and seek life. That's the answer. The King James Bible is the instruction booklet, and there is no other. All the others are garbage and corrupted. Every single one, bar none, and you will not prove otherwise. They haven't in 400 years and never will until disclosure and the falling away. That's a different story. That'd be a big lie. Family, Jesus Christ is coming back. The millennium is ahead. It depends on what you decide to do. Because that millennium will go from 1,000 years to eternity. There's no annihilation. There's only two destinations. Heaven or hell for an eternity. And that's coming fast. Decisions to be made. Families to be brought together. Cultures to be brought together. To work together in the name of Jesus Christ. You all have a great evening. Look up and live. Through Jesus. So good night and God bless. Tonight, 9 o'clock to 11. In Blog Talk Radio, Watchmen for Jesus. Excuse me. Or on my website, you can also listen to it, whichever one you choose. The Revelation Radio Network has a chat there, or you just sit and listen if you'd like. Also, I have archives on watchmanforjesus.com. So y'all have a good night. God bless. This is The Watchman, signing off.
From the sky, guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted in me.